A second man has been arrested in connection with the slayings of two women in a Canton apartment. U.S. Marshals say 46-year-old Daryl Washington was captured Wednesday afternoon near New Philadelphia following a brief foot pursuit. Washington is charged with aggravated murder and aggravated arson. Police say 42-year-old Katina Spells of Canton and 31-year-old Courtney Yeager of Massillon were found dead Sunday after a fire at an apartment at Skyline Terrace on Allen Page Drive Southeast. Both women suffered severe burns, and police said they had also been shot. Another suspect, Melissa Terrell of Canton, remains at large. Eric Lamar of Alliance surrendered Tuesday. A Massillon man is dead after being struck by an SUV while standing in the roadway in Austinburg Township. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says 24-year-old Logan Workman's vehicle became stuck in a ditch in the 1900 block of Broadway Avenue Northeast Saturday. Workman was trying to help free the vehicle when he was hit by an SUV driven by a 59-year-old Minerva man. Workman died at Altman Hospital. No charges have been announced. The Sheriff's Office continues to investigate. A Canal Fulton man has been sentenced to 17 years to life in prison for sex crimes involving a 12-year-old girl. 19-year-old Tyler Kuhn was found guilty Thursday of rape, gross sexual imposition, and illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material. Prosecutors say Kuhn engaged in sexual conduct and sexual contact with the victim and took nude photos of them between January and October 2025. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni sentenced Kuhn Monday. He must register as a Tier 3 sex offender. Five firefighter paramedics are being honored for rescuing a man from a submerged truck in Canton. Mayor Bill Shearer presented proclamations Wednesday to three Bolivar and two Canton firefighters. The crews rescued the unconscious man August 3rd after his pickup left I-77 near the Route 800 exit and landed upside down in the west branch of the Nimishillen Creek. His pulse and breathing were restored at Altman Hospital. The man was transferred to a Columbus area hospital, and his condition is currently unknown. Canton City Public Health is expanding mosquito spraying as the number of West Nile virus positive mosquitoes continues to rise. Spraying begins Monday and continues through August 26th from 9 p.m. to midnight, weather permitting. Crews will treat Northwest Canton August 17th through the 19th, then the Southwest, Northeast, and Southeast areas. Health officials urge residents to eliminate standing water, limit outdoor time from dusk to dawn, and use EPA-registered insect repellent. Massillon Councilwoman Sarita Cunningham will move from her at-large seat to represent Ward 1. Stark County Republican Precinct Committee members voted 4-1 to appoint her to the seat, left vacant by Seth Markham's resignation. She must resign her current seat before taking the new position. Cunningham previously represented Ward 1 for 4 terms. A lawmaker is pushing for tougher penalties for horse abuse. State Representative Monica Robb Blaisdell has introduced the Ohio Equestrian Protection Act, which would make serious or repeated cruelty to horses a felony. The new Waterford Republicans bill follows the discovery of 5 dead horses at Pure Gold Stables in Salem Township last October. Necropsies found evidence of dehydration and starvation. The former operator faces misdemeanor charges. A boil order is in effect today for Letonia as crews repair a leaking water main valve. The village says residents should use bottled water or boil tap water for at least 1 minute before drinking, cooking, or brushing teeth. Butcher Road is closed at Washington Street during the repair. The order will remain until water tests confirm it's safe. The Youngstown School District's ombudsman has pleaded not guilty to 2 misdemeanor charges. 65-year-old Martin Freeman entered written not guilty pleas Tuesday in Mahoning County Court in Canfield. Beaver Township police say Freeman was arrested Monday after they received information that a man was at a Market Street motel to meet a prostitute. Freeman faces charges of encouraging sexual activity and possession of criminal tools. He's on unpaid leave. A pretrial hearing is set for August 28th. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office has identified a man whose body was found in a Youngstown backyard last week. 39-year-old Bradley Gordon was identified through fingerprints. His body was found Thursday near West Ravenwood Avenue and Hillman Street by a person gathering wood. Police have not said if foul play is suspected. A potential threat has prompted Springfield local schools in Mahoning County to close campus and cancel all activities today. The district says authorities are investigating the threat, which was reported for today. Officials are not releasing details because the investigation is active. A fugitive wanted on attempted murder and other charges is dead after authorities say he shot himself in Howland Township. U.S. Marshals say the man had been on the run since 2022 and was hiding in a home on Highlawn Avenue. He fled into a wooded area Wednesday afternoon where officers later found him dead. His identity has not been released. An endangered child alert has been issued for a missing teenager in Trumbull County. Vienna Township Police continue to search for 17-year-old Landon Zagorski, who was last seen walking west from his home on Ridge Road Sunday. Police say Landon is autistic and takes medication. He's described as a white male with brown hair and brown eyes, about 5'3 and 130 pounds. Anyone who sees him is asked to call 911. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.